in here.
Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Welcome and good morning, everyone. Gosh, it is busy out there. Our school is officially back. You could tell everything's lined up and carpools are in full motion. Jacob, in fact, you're on your way to school after today, right?
Oh, yes, I am.
Traffic is back.
I know. I asked him if he wanted me to take a picture of him because that's what my tradition that I do with my children.
Yeah, that's my mom's tradition, too.
I know. It's funny because Tiffany and Eric are going for their first time to Cal Lutheran. And it was funny. I'm like, okay, let me get your pictures. Mom, I'm in college. I know, but I've had one for this whole time. So anyways, I welcome everybody to the Kim Pagano Show. I've got my friend Jeannie here. How are you? You haven't been here for a little bit, huh?
I know. I'm traveling.
I know. And you're going to be traveling again, huh?
Yes.
Next week?
This coming Saturday to China.
Oh, it is this Saturday. So I'm so discombobbled. I know. I can't even believe that it's Labor Day weekend this weekend.
Oh, my God.
I know. Where did our year go again?
Where did the summer go?
Well, when I was getting my hair done with my hair therapist, Kim,
and it looks
yesterday,
hot, baby. It looks hot.
I know. They said something about the big weekend. I said, what big weekend?
Oh, I know.
They said, well, it's Labor Day weekend. I said, no way.
And I always have a barbecue, and my husband's like, what are we doing? I go, I don't know. You know what? He's got this idea of buying a boat. I'm like, honey, who buys a boat at the end of summer? He's like, we've got 5 weekends left, you know? So I'm like, oh, God. All right. So we're going to go look at a boat.
Are you really?
Yeah, we've always had a boat, and he thinks it's great family fun, you know?
It's pretty cool.
It is cool. Yeah. So, my whole family's got a need for speed. I know we've had our boat before and Sea-Doos and all that stuff.
Bob wanted that too. He kind of said, well, let's go. He was looking for boats, looking for yachts and all this kind of stuff. And I said, why don't we just rent one if we need one?
There you go.
Because I'm thinking of who's going to be doing the upkeep.
Yeah, that's, you know, I'm serious. We got like a little bit of a collection of vehicles at our house. So I'm going, oh, God, where are we going to put a boat? So anyways, well, I welcome everybody to my show, The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I want to tell you a little bit about my show if you're just joining us for the first time, because I've been meeting so many people. Didn't we have fun at Simi Valley Mall?
We did. I was just thinking
about town
that.
Center.
I know we've got a bunch of new listeners because they couldn't wait to hear us.
Yeah. So
good
it
morning
was,
to all of you.
Thank you. And yes, I am on every morning from 8 to 9 and then every afternoon from 3 to 4. And what I do is bring value to you every day in every way. And what I do is bring different experts on from all over the world to talk to us about different things. And you know, you never know what I'm going to bring on. I'm telling you, I'm one of those kind of people that just kind of think out of the box. And I'm always going, ooh, that sounds, could you be on tomorrow morning? Could you be on? So you have to really listen. Also, you can listen to all my back shows on thekimpaganoshow.com and also Facebook us on Kim Pagano Show. And also on Twitter, Kim Pagano Show.
Mm-hmm.
And
just everywhere.
We're all over the place. Plus, I want to do is give out our phone number here because we got Jacob on the board right now. Mm-hmm. And we've got actually our first guest. We've got a really great show for you today. But I do want to give out our phone number here at 805-639-0008. And we have, let's see, practicing physician Raleigh McAllister. Mm-hmm. And Picky Eaters, school time's back in right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know about you guys. Well, it's funny, we were talking in the break, you know, our kids are a little older now. But when kids kind of turn into picky eaters and it's like a battleground to get their kids eating. So yeah. Anyway, we were saying, well, just you said your husband just dumps it in the trash and goes, here, eat this. You know, you don't want to eat this, then forget it, right? And they're hungry later and they want to eat. You know?
Then we never had that problem again. I mean, never.
Yeah, so we'll have to talk to Raleigh about that. And then do you want to say who our next guest is?
Oh, yeah. Then we have, could your chronic pain be fibromyalgia? Now, there's something I need to find out, because when you reach a certain age, as some of us are, you do have pain. And you're saying, where is that coming from? You know?
Right.
So it's kind of good to find out. In fact, this is National Pain Awareness Month, and it's Dr. Hardin, David Hardin. And he will tell us what we need to know about
that. Right. And actually, we have a really surprise guest right in between that. We've got Frank Cousineau, and he is the president of the Cancer Control Society and sponsors of the 39th Annual Cancer Convention this Labor Day weekend. I did this last year for them, and that's going to be at the Sheraton Universal Hotel. And so he's going to be talking a little bit about all the incredible things that they've come up with now. So what a great, you know, this is just all things that we go through every day. And hopefully it resonates with everybody that they can kind of use some of the stuff that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. So let's start with our first guest. Raleigh, are you there?
Indeed. Hi, I'm Raleigh McAllister, and I'm here today with Sylvia Melendez-Klinger.
Oh, I got both of you.
Yeah,
oh, great.
Yeah.
And so we got two experts to talk about this.
Very good. So we're sharing expert tips to help parents of picky eaters.
Right.
Okay.
It's a huge problem. You know, moms and dads are sometimes really stumped. So that's what we're here today to talk about, to help parents provide their children with the proper nutrition to start the school year off right, because lots of moms and their children and dads have been living it up this summer, doing the barbecues and the vacations and all that, and we haven't been exactly eating right. And so as a physician and a mother, that's one of the hardest challenges I face, is getting my children to eat the proper, you know, foods that will give them, you know, good nutrition and help them grow and develop properly. That's what we're going to talk about today.
Perfect. And one of the things is you really can't concentrate when you haven't eaten a nice breakfast, right?
Yeah, that's right. Breakfast is really important. And, you know, parents out there, you know, you're not alone. A recent survey from Abbott show that two out of every three parents have a picky eater at home, and they're not successful at feeding them. So, again, you know, this is really important for a lot of us. I have a picky eater at home, too, so I do, you know, I have a lot of empathy for those parents. But first of all, I want to say, parents, you need to listen up, and you need to set a good example at home. It starts at home.
That's
you need
so
to
true.
Have those green leafy vegetables, lean proteins, grains, and dairy in your plate, too, and really enjoy them as well.
Well, you know, don't you find that in this day and age, there's so much selection? I mean, if you go to the market, and as they say, don't, you know, kind of stay away from the outside aisles, kind of think outside the box, you know, and figure what you can come up with so that your son or daughter does get that protein they need in their vegetables. There's so many fancy or different ways and fun ways to present them, right?
Well, you know what's funny is, or fun for me, is I have a garden now. So we go and pick it,
right,
and then that's what we're eating. You know, that's my, you know, vegetables and stuff. So I'm trying to really incorporate different things to do that.
Yeah, you know, when you involve those kids in the preparation and the cooking, really, you're gonna get them to really eat those healthy foods. And another great thing is also to expose those kids to other healthy eaters, their peer. Peer pressure works really good. Bring them home, and when they see their friends eating and enjoying all these great foods, they're gonna follow suit. But, you know, really, more than anything, I always tell parents, you know, have a peace of mind. Relax. And you need to really enjoy your family and your dinners and not really pick these battles. Give them a little bit of freedom to eat the foods they like. Because, really, this is the best time to really be together. And to give you a little peace of mind, you know, there is Pediasure. It's the number one pediatrician recommended brand, clinically proven to help kids grow. Or Pediasure Sidekicks that also helps to balance of the picky eaters uneven diet. So you have some help here so you can relax and let them eat some of the foods that they enjoy from time to time. Or let them actually play with the food. So that's a really good one where kids need to really feel the textures and they look at the colors and the aroma, so they can start adventuring. And who knows, some of those healthy foods they're playing with might end up in their mouth.
So what age limit are you talking
about?
Yeah,
you're talking about babies.
I'm talking about little, you know, children, toddlers. But again, you know, then, you know, that tip maybe just for little ones. For other, you know, the example always follows all your life, I think. You know, they need to see you. And they mimic a lot of what things that you do, no matter what age.
So here you are. You've got your summer over, and you know your kids have. You've done your job, and to have all your healthy snacks and food, and then they go to someone's house, and they go to their friend's house, and they come home, and they've got, you know, in their pocket, they've got a candy bar. They've got oh, we went out for burgers and French fries. How do you handle that?
You know, and that is a very common, because in my house, for instance, my youngest children are now teenagers. And so we can eat. You know, I don't bring stuff like that in the home all the time. I just very occasionally will have a treat. But when they go to other children's houses or when they go to school even, I understand that they may be eating foods that I wouldn't love for them to have. And, you know, I guess we just have to live with that. We have to live with the fact that we can't control what they eat all the time.
Right.
And it's just part of human existence. And hopefully they will come to love and prefer the foods that I have instilled, you know, in them a preference for.
Right. And now, okay, so give us a typical morning. Give us five tips that we can feed our children in the morning.
Okay, that's a great question. I think the you know, most important thing is to eat foods, what I call as low to the ground as you can. And that would be things that, you know, like whole fruits or whole vegetables. Of course, you know, if I like to make an egg white omelet, and that's an excellent source of protein, and put, you know, you can put lots of chopped vegetables in there. Anything your children will eat, that's a good source of vegetables. And then you can sprinkle a little cheese, and there you've got some dairy. Put it on some whole grain toast, or feed your children that with whole grain toast, and you know, and maybe some strawberries, and you pretty much can get all, you know, all of your food groups in with a very simple meal. It's important also to expose them over and over. They say, 15 times?
Right.
To expose them to these same foods. So don't give up on them. You know, expose them in different shapes and forms. Could be mashed, could be roasted.
Good idea.
Could be raw, you know, different shapes. And then they might like it because, you know, not everybody likes the same thing. Mm-hmm. So you need to try in different things that they might eventually, one of them will hit the bingo.
Right. Yeah.
We even made green eggs one time for my son.
Green eggs and ham?
Yeah, well, the ham was okay.
I tried that too. My children did not like the green egg.
He liked the color of it, and we just put the peas, put it right into the blender with the egg.
That's
great.
And
that's he thought
great.
That was kind
of
cute.
But see, that's the whole thing, is be creative and don't be afraid, you know, to experiment or ask your kids what they would like. But one thing, you know, parents have a need for ideas like this. And one very valuable resource, parents can go to the website, pediasure.com, and there they have a feeding expert line where parents can talk one-on-one directly with a registered nurse or a registered dietitian 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and get some really good solutions and strategies to improve their children's diet and make sure they're getting the foods that they need.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Will you stay on the line so Jacob can get your info, and then we'll share you with everybody?
Great. Thank you so much.
All right. I appreciate it. Have a really great day.
You too.
We're going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we'll be talking to Frank. And he is the president of the Cancer Control Society the 39th Annual Cancer Convention this Labor Day weekend. Can't believe it's Labor Day weekend already. So stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we'll be right back.
At the Lewis Music Academy this summer, and let our family teach your family to love music. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, violin, viola, and cello. We also have a perfect cure for the summertime blues with our rock and roll summer camps. And for your adorable MIDI music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 5. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
Honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Oh, I needed that this morning. All right, Jacob, right on the money there. Hey, you know what? In fact, since everybody's back in school, I'm just going to throw this out there. You guys know I'm a hair therapist. And, your kids are back in school. It's time for us again. So I'm going to throw out there a free haircut and blow dry and makeover with me. So all you have to do is give us a call here, and we will announce the winner at the end of our show, before our end of our show. Yeah. So give us a call here at 805-639-0008. And Jacob's waiting on the line. Here goes our lines are all lighten up. All right.
Can I call? Excuse me. I need to leave so I can call.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think she's on. There you go.
Am I on now?
You're on,
yay,
babe. I had to turn you on. So
okay.
All right. So we have Frank on the line. And Frank, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today. So, I think I talked to somebody last year in regards to the 39th Annual Cancer Convention. And so it's happening again this year at the Sheraton Universal Hotel.
In lovely Universal City, right across the street from Universal Studios.
All right. Good. Well, what a great cause. So tell us a little bit about what, our new findings are and, what it is that people are going to see when they go there.
Well, as I get into this, it's interesting. Your last guest was talking about children's diet, and we know that there's a lot of health problems starting now with children, not just cancer in old folks, not just disease in old folks, but it's the age has come down so much. What the Cancer Control Society tries to do, and it's a kind of a dual focus, is first of all, because so many people are in a crisis mode when disease strikes, we offer practical solutions. And the other thing is education so that we can prevent the disease. And if we had more parents interested in controlling the diet and access to things like wireless devices for children, I think we would see certainly a healthier population.
Wow.
But what we focus on at the convention, and this, as you mentioned, 39th annual, so been going on for almost 40 years, we have 3 days of live lectures, approximately 40 people and their MDs, their PhDs, their naturopaths, their chiropractors, their nurses, their authors, researchers, talking about different aspects of cancer, what's wrong with the environment, and then, of course, they offer solutions, whether it's dietary changes, whether it's a particular clinic facility that provides various treatment protocols. And then we have books, literature, DVDs on all of these topics so that people can, first of all, listen to the lecture. Then we have exhibits. We have approximately 80 exhibits covering, clinics, literature, products, services, so that people can learn how to change the diet, how to juice, how to prepare food.
Wow. It's really amazing that the things that you're talking about, because really, it really starts, if we can start with our children really being healthy eaters and, really watching stuff, we actually have a chance of being more successful in beating this cancer, right?
Yes, we do. And, you know, I think about all of the young people that, and their parents, they'll go to the store and they'll buy a sport drink. Mm-hmm. And if the parents would look at and actually read the label
of what's in
the majority
sport?
Of the sport drinks available in the stores today are sugar water.
Yes, yes, they're I not, agree with that.
They're not healthy beverages. And yet if you look enough, you can find some that are 100% juice with no added sugars, with none of those things. And we had a speaker several years ago, I think it was an MD, and he said, now when you go to the store, stay out of the middle.
That's what everybody
that's
says,
right.
Walk
yeah.
Around
walk
the
around
outside,
the outside,
yep.
The periphery, because that's where you find the food.
Mm.
Not the package, not the process, not the artificial things that are generally easy to prepare, but have long-term negative consequences.
Wow. Have we made a progress in recent years in conquering some of forms of cancer?
I think that we've made progress to the degree that even when people utilize conventional therapies, surgery, radiation, chemotherapy, which if you really look closely has a pretty dismal outcome, but by integrating some of the things and many of the things that will be discussed at the 39th Annual Cancer Control Society Convention this coming weekend, we see that the outcomes are better, the patients live longer, and they have fewer negative consequences.
Wow.
So you're saying the more informed that we are, that's really a good thing, like for people to go there. And I think a lot of people are just afraid of that word, the C word, cancer.
It,
oh, my God, you know, and they don't want to know about it.
It literally puts the fear into people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of it is that in the society at whole, there's this emphasis, oh, we're looking for a cure, we're racing for a cure, mm-hmm. we're walking for a cure. And, you know, you don't really cure disease. You control the disease process. The cold
that's
comes
really,
and goes.
Yeah.
The flu
yeah.
comes and goes.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of the people get over those things because they change their diet. They change through the disease process,
mm-hmm.
and it goes away. And then as long as they're eating healthy and drinking clean water and doing those things, it generally doesn't come back.
Wow. So if you can take really good care of yourself. You know, I want to remind everybody, whoever's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we are talking to Frank Cousinol. Is that, did
yeah.
I say it right? Okay.
Yeah.
And president of the Cancer Control Society. And we're talking about the 39th Annual Cancer Convention this weekend. Can't believe it's Labor Day, but this weekend. And it's down at the Sheraton Universal Hotel in Universal Studio or City. And so now, how did you get involved in this?
And I got involved back in 1973, when my mother came down with cancer for the fourth time. And it proved to be the ultimate or the last time. And I knew really nothing about alternative approaches,
mm-hmm.
And my mother had encouraged healthy eating, good fruit for snacks, and you know, carrot sticks and celery, those kind of things. But she came down with cancer, and for the fourth time, and the doctors really couldn't do anything. A little bit of surgery proved
mm-hmm.
just totally useless. One round of chemotherapy almost killed her, and she told me, no more.
Oh,
and through both family and friends, we learned about Mexican Cancer Clinic. We learned about Dr. Krebs, Laetrile or amygdala, and alternative approaches.
Mm-hmm.
And what that did for us, it extended my mother's life almost 6 months, but the quality of that life for the last 5.5 months of her life were so dramatically different from that 3 or 4 weeks where she was undergoing conventional therapy. And because of that experience, I met the doctor in Mexico. Actually, I met my wife there because she was working for him.
And wow, changed your life a little, huh? Mm-hmm.
She knew in the movement, and some that I knew from other contacts, learned that, wait a minute, there really are
alternative
to just surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy. And
but
so
do
I
you
just
feel
got
you
more
need
more
both?
Involved. First is just volunteering at the convention, and then got drawn into some of the organizational aspects of it.
Wow, so. And now you're the president. Amazing. Now, here's a question. Who are the main speakers there this weekend?
We have a number of them. I always like to mention when he comes out is Sam Epstein, and it's not a household name, but Sam Epstein is MD from the University of Chicago School of Public Health, written a number of books exposing conventional pharmaceutical medicine, actually. Dr. Gary Gordon, one of the pioneers in not only chelation therapy, detoxification, but innovative approaches to the disease process. Some name that's probably a bit more familiar to many of your listeners, Lorraine Day. Dr. Lorraine Day, originally San Francisco General Hospital, and one of the things that she talks about is how she used natural methods to eliminate her cancer, and against all conventional medical advice, she turned to natural means and eliminated her cancer. We have an expert talking on DMSO, dimethyl sulfoxide, from pine trees that helps eliminate arthritis pain and so many other things.
Wow.
We're also very fortunate this year to have Dr. Reginald McDaniel. He's an MD, but he did some of the very seminal research in aloe vera for cancer and other diseases. Dr. Isaac Elias, a young MD in Northern California, was one of the first to research fruit pectin in treating cancer. And
wow,
so many
obvious.
Researchers on the looking into natural medicine will look at fruit, they'll look at vegetables, and they see that what the chemical constituents of those foods actually have specific effects on the body, whether it's to suppress a gene that's going to allow cancer to occur, or to make a gene express itself that corrects some body function so that it can cope with the disease, or it can chase the disease away.
Can I ask a question here real
yes.
quick? Okay, so you're saying like this seminar is giving you alternative ways other than conventional medicine, or do you and also do you believe now that you need both, or you're trying to, you know, because you said a whole lot of things there, and I was trying to kind of picture what you're saying. Like, I understand eating healthy, but these doctors will kind of guide us and show us what's a good thing to have for cancer preventative and also alternative and regular
I think
treatment?
Excellent question. And sometimes we need both.
Okay.
So
and
that's it. Yeah.
For instance, if you're in a severe accident, you want the emergency medicine, trauma medicine, because I think the U.S. has some of the best in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But in certain other areas, the limitations, particularly with surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation, the limitations is that very often those treatment modalities are going to kill the patient before the disease.
Mm.
And if we can work together, if we can cooperate, if we can integrate, then I think it's better for everybody. Now, we have a lot of patients that say, no, I don't want any conventional therapy.
Hmm.
They can come to the convention this weekend, and they can learn a lot of things that they can do to avoid conventional remedies.
And help prevent cancer completely, right?
And prevention, of course, is the, I mean, that's the ultimate goal, is to prevent.
Sure.
Right, and to get the word out there. So, okay, so right now we're talking to Frank Cousineau, and president of the Cancer Control Society, and he is the sponsor, well, many sponsors, right, of the 39th Annual Cancer Convention this Labor Day weekend. Where do we get tickets and how much are they?
The it's $40 a day, and all you have to do is come to the Sheraton Universal Hotel. Ask anybody there at the hotel people, hey, where's the cancer convention? They'll send you to the registration desk, and you can you don't have to prepay. You can show up, pay. Again, we have about 40 live speakers. Saturday and Sunday after dinner, we have video presentations of, for instance, a new kind of grocery store. This was a CBS report. Hoxie, the quack who cured cancer. It was a DVD that was produced about 10 years ago. Excellent. Cancer is curable now. This was a young German family that traveled the world talking to doctors at clinics that have successfully treated with natural means. And so all they have to do is show up. 3 days of the convention.
That's what I was going to ask you. So it's 3 days, right?
Three days of basic convention. On Tuesday, we have a doctor symposium where many of our speakers, the professionals, get together and they discuss and exchange ideas. And the public's invited to that as well. They can come and listen to the doctors talk to themselves. And sometimes it's fascinating. The questions that they ask each other. And on Wednesday we do the first.
It's kind of like being a fly on the wall, right?
Yeah,
you know, you get to hear
like
the
it.
Yeah.
And then on Wednesday we do the first of two tours of the Mexican clinics. We have a bus organize that so that people can see firsthand what's available and why do so many people go to Tijuana, Mexico for cancer treatment.
Wait a minute, Frank. Did you say they have a bus and they're taking them there, like a tour?
Yes.
Oh,
yes, we
wow.
Do.
That's pretty amazing.
Nurses and dentists can actually take that tour as a continuing education class.
How about that?
But it's a comfortable way to go, and it'll actually show people that
there's other ways.
Tijuana is a safe place to go.
Wow. Sure. Well, you know what? I want to. It was so interesting, and thank you so much for doing this, and thank everybody for doing this weekend. What are the bright signs in the battle versus cancer?
I think the bright signs are the fact that more and more people are recognizing the fact that they have to be an active participant in the healing process. Not just passive and do whatever the physician says, but
be your own advocate again. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Patients have to be their own advocates. They have to go out and get the information. And we hear from a lot of doctors that, gee, the patients know more about this than I do, and it's because the patients feel that they recognize that they have
right.
to be
so
active.
Knowledge. Sure. Knowledge is big. You know, we need to know, you know, God forbid we have to ever go down this road, right?
But there are resources and people that can help. And I look at cancer as a wake-up call, not a death sentence.
Wow. That's great.
And it really is controllable. And if you change a few things and you do what's necessary, whether it's a combination of conventional or if you can find the right time and just do the alternative so that there's no toxicity, through the Cancer Control Society, through many of the doctors that come to speak, that exhibit, people can get help.
All right.
Great advice.
To these.
Well, that's perfect. Well, thank you so much, Frank, for joining us today. And you know what? If you can stay on with Jacob, he can get the information. We can put this on our Facebook.
I'd love to do that.
All right.
I really appreciate you and KKZZ and having us share our our thoughts.
You got it. You got it. And thank you for your journey. And, you know, we are the Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. We also are giving away a haircut and blow dry and a makeover with me, Kim Pagano. And so, you know, our lines are open at 805-639-0008. We are going to take a really quick break, and then we come back with Dr. David Harden on a National Pain Month. So we're going to be talking about fibromyalgia, right?
Need to hear that.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Feel like school gets in the way of your time with your children?
Wait, what do you mean? Doesn't everyone have their children in school all day, then fight with them to get homework finished in addition to everything else that needs to be done?
You must not have heard about Somas Academy Charter School right here in Camarillo.
What is Somas Academy?
Somas Academy has changed our lives. I'm so sorry I haven't shared this with you sooner. Somas Academy is a public school which is aligned with state standards and allows me to school my child on our time, giving us much more time for our family.
I'm not a teacher. How do you do this?
Trust me, I didn't think I could do it either. At Somas Academy, I partner with a great supervising teacher who guides us through the educational process. It's been so successful for us. Not only that, Somas Academy offers individualized learning for kindergarten through 12th grade, friendly teachers, park days and field trips, on-campus enrichment days, and specialized teachers for classes and labs for high school.
Wow, that sounds like a great fit for our family.
Call Somas Academy today for more information at 987-1188, extension 100, or visit their website at somas-academy.org.
Hi, George Thompson here, and you have a friend in the diamond business. Here at my jewelry factory and diamond outlet in Camarillo at the 101 and Las Posas off-ramp in the Target Center, we can save you up to 75% off regular retail jewelry prices. How can I do this? I personally go to the World Diamond Cutting Centers in Israel, Bangkok, and Antwerp to get the best buys on loose diamonds. I have built a jewelry manufacturing factory in Bangkok, Thailand. I've hired world-class goldsmiths and jewelers to cast our gold, set our diamonds, and create the finest quality jewelry. I eliminate the middlemen. People think they can get better jewelry prices by going to one of the clubs or the malls or on the internet. But none of them make their own jewelry. They have manufacturers like me who supply them with their jewelry. That's why a half-carat diamond anniversary ring that's $1,590 at Macy's is only $395 here at George Thompson's in Camarillo, right off the 101 in Las Posas in the Target Center next to Staples.
Why go to LA's wholesale jewelry mart when you can get your diamonds factory direct at your friend in the diamond business, George Thompson in the Target Center in Camarillo.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for staying with us. We are talking about some serious topics here today,
I know.
But you got to do that. You got to talk about everything that can add value, you know, and a lot of people have, you know, once you get through kind of like the hard subjects, then you get to have fun.
Yay, can
that's
we have
what
fun
it's
yet?
Yeah, and you know, one of the things, in fact, and I want to say thank you for all the phone calls. It's hard to pick all those people that want a new look for themselves, but all you have to do is give a call here at 805-639-0008. That's 805-639-0008, and you will receive a new look or maybe an enhanced look, you know? You know, my thing is, gosh, I feel like we have 7 days to get all of our stuff done, right? And it just never feels like enough time.
Can you believe it's Wednesday already?
I know.
I can't.
And I'm off kilter now because I'm working Tuesdays and Thursdays now and not Wednesdays. I don't know.
I know. I'm supposed to get my hair done today.
I did it yesterday.
I know. I'm all confused. I kept thinking yesterday was Wednesday.
Yeah, because usually you come with me after, I don't know. Anyway, so it's kind of cool. I got a day off today. So
well, but you never take a day off because you have a lot of things in your life and you're busy, busy, busy.
So. I am. So are you all packed?
No, that's why I'm busy, busy, too. I'm like not even packed. And I think I know what I want to take. I'm pretty pretty much down to in my head of a lot of things I was going to take, and now I'm not going because I'm going to be gone for, what, 16 to 18 days.
You know, my thing is keep it simple. Mm-hmm. Keep it simple. And, you know, I would love, you know, I've got all these people calling. Jacob's probably going to kill me because I'm going to tell somebody. If somebody can call in right now and tell us what their idea of keeping it simple is to make it through their day. You know, I kind of like, I have my clothes laid out.
Yes.
I have my dinner planned, you know, mm-hmm. but stuff, I just can't seem to get it all in. I don't know how to keep up.
I'm not so sure you can.
Should I just give up and think that
think
it's not?
No, I just think you have a continuing list. You know what you have to do, and there's certain things you can fit in, certain things you can't. Like, I've already crossed off three things I wanted to do today and I can't do. And in fact, Mary knows about one of them. I was going to come by and say hi, but I cannot do that. I've got to focus on what exactly I'm going to take on my trip, which I think I've got it down, and I need some stuff. So I have to go and buy it and get that off my list. The check gone.
Right. You know what I do, which sounds like you're saying, is I compartment, I guess. What is that word? Compartment size?
Yes.
Anyways, I figure out, okay, trip to China. Uh-huh. What do I need to do that? And I close the book on it. Okay, radio. What do I need to get done on here?
Right.
You know, what's my next place I'm going to be, you know?
And you can't complete some of them all the time. You can't. So, I mean, I think just saying that makes you feel a little better. It makes me feel better. I know today I will not be completely packed for Saturday, but I'm going to be partway packed.
Do you have enough clothes where you can't wear any of those clothes that you're putting in the thing? Or do you go, those are all my favorite clothes and I want to bring them?
That's pretty much what I'm going to do because of, you know, I'm dealing with the weather that's going to be 100% humidity. So I'm, and also when you go to China, you're talking about a complete different country here. It's not like you can go to a CVS and get what you forget. So that part's real important that I have to have the things that I absolutely need, you know, my medication or, you know, any type of makeup that I can't get over there. And, you know, maybe a few protein bars because I'm going to stick on my diet.
Good
yes.
for you. I know. And you've lost some weight, huh?
Yeah, 14 so far. I'm going to keep going.
I like it.
Yay.
I like it. All right. Well, I'm so glad that everybody's still with us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And again, I know, Jacob, you've been like your face going, come on, give me a break here. It's my first day of school, man. I got to, you know, but I do want to give out our phone number to everybody to get in on the list. We got a bunch of people already, but for a haircut and blow dry and makeover and, you know, just a consultation on where, you know, do you have the right look for you? Mm-hmm. You know, I also want, let me give out my phone number here at 805-639-0008. I want everybody to read my column that just came out in the Venture Breeze.
Great.
And really, it's mm-hmm. it's kind of cool because it's all about, you know, Are you the person that you're meant to be right now?
Mm-hmm.
Are you checked in, you know?
Are you present?
And not only that, you know, just really, you want to fulfill your need in this world of your journey. And so definitely check that out. It's a great paper. If you are not in Ventura, you can go online and read it on Ventura Breeze. So.
And there's lots of things to do in Ventura.
And it's a great paper, I'm telling you. So anyways, all right. Well, I know we have Dr. David Harden on, and this is National Pain Month. Is it this month or is it coming up next month? Am I ahead of the game, hopefully? Okay, I like that. I'm ahead of the game. Mm-hmm. All right. So welcome to my show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. So tell us a little bit about your people with chronic pain. Yesterday I had this weird pain. I do hair, and I was blow drying. I kept getting this stabbing pain in my elbow. It was kind of like, you know, I just don't understand how people can make it through their day when you're really having hurting mm-hmm. pain. So...
That's a very difficult thing to do, and fibromyalgia is a disorder that makes it even more difficult because it is a generalized pain that, unfortunately, at this point has no known cause.
Mm-hmm. So it just comes on out of nowhere?
It tends to come on after some kind of trauma or mental stress, or in my case, it came on after I had a cerebral hemorrhage 25 years ago from a blood vessel abnormality I was born with. And after it blew up and caused a stroke, I had a muscle imbalance in my neck that then resulted in a trigger point in my neck that that one day shortly thereafter caused burning pain to acutely radiate up the left side of my face, excruciating pain.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
and in this case, it was a very sudden onset where a lot of times it's somewhat more insidious for people.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to ask you. Like, I suffer from arthritis. I've been diagnosed with arthritis. I had a severe accident years ago, and I think that's, well, they feel that's what caused it. But when people, also when you just get to a certain age, sometimes you just start aching where you shouldn't ache, and you wonder, why is this happening to me? Mm-hmm. And so my question is, what would trigger you to even think? Because I have definitely thought about fibromyalgia. But it's because, you know, it's there and I've heard of it. So what would someone know the difference between that and maybe severe arthritis or maybe just lightly arthritis, or are they related?
Now, just to an individual's symptoms, arthritis and fibromyalgia can be difficult to tell the difference between. In inflammatory arthritis, you'll have an inflamed, swollen joint sometimes, which you'll never have in fibromyalgia. Ah. But the fibromyalgia is what we call a four-quadrant pain, which means both shoulders, both legs, neck, back, you name it, it's probably there.
Oh, so when, that's okay, so yeah, that is really interesting. So you wouldn't have it on one side only. You'd have it on both sides.
You can have it on one side, and it does tend to be worse on one side than the other.
But you did say there'd be no swollen joints with fibromyalgia. Is that what you said?
Right. But on the other hand, if you have arthritis, you could have fibromyalgia also.
Oh, great.
Then you're screwed, huh?
So see, I could have it. No.
Well, hopefully you have it. So,
because it's so new, do blood tests indicate whether it's fibromyalgia or arthritis?
You can't see it on a blood test. You can't see it on an X-ray. You can't see it on an MRI scan. And you can even go in and do a biopsy of the area where the muscle is tender, and it won't show up on that either.
Oh, my God.
Wow, so how is it diagnosed then? That's what I want to know.
Basically, by the symptoms, some of the associated factors, and knowing where the trigger points are, and poking on them with your fingertip.
And
trigger points in the muscles are tender places that are relatively constant from person to person that have fibromyalgia.
Now, can it ever go away?
It decreases greatly, but I don't think you can say that it ever goes completely away. As some people have flares for a period of time, that it gets a lot worse for months and then goes back into remission again, and then other people that at least to the present time haven't seen it get better.
So if anybody's, I just want to let everybody know, if anybody's just joining us right now, we are talking to Dr. David Harden, and he is an MD and both a physician who treats fibromyalgia and a patient who's who's personally struggled with it, right, for more than 20 years. And so you know, firsthand, is that why you specialized in it, so that you have more of a passion because you know what people are going through?
I certainly have more of an understanding than most people because of that. When you've got the trigger points, it's easy to learn exactly where to find them, for one thing.
Can you offer some tips on how to manage this condition?
If you think you might have fibromyalgia, you definitely need to see your primary care doctor and have him evaluate it further.
Mm-hmm.
If you do have fibromyalgia, there are a number of physical modalities that are useful, including stretching, usually heat, sometimes cold therapy. Physical therapy can be used for a time. Massage therapy is useful. Relaxation and biofeedback are very useful. And most important, very low-impact aerobic exercise.
What about weightlifting? That would be a no-no then, right?
Later on in the disease, but certainly while it's fresh and acute, that that initially needs to be avoided, but worked into later on. Mm-hmm. There are fortunately three FDA-approved medications for treatment of fibromyalgia.
Oh, there is. What are those?
That also can be used, and your family doctor can either start you on those or refer you to a rheumatologist or a rehab physician like myself for further treatment.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about being in the water? Does that help?
Especially warm water, but water aerobics is one thing that's very useful, and a lot of YMCAs around the country do offer a water aerobics class.
Hmm. Okay.
That sounds really. It's so similar to arthritis. It's. Is it in the same family? I mean, because they do a lot of the same things for mild to severe arthritis, also.
Now, there's a little bit of who you talk to, but I do not consider it to be related to arthritis at all.
Okay.
Although rheumatologists also treat it. Mm-hmm. Who treat arthritis.
Right. And now where is your practice?
As I say, it is not a disease of the joints at all.
So it's not in the joints. It's like...
Mostly is.
Right.
In the muscle.
And now where is your practice, Dr. Harden?
I'm in Greenville, Tennessee.
Ah, okay. A little far for us to go there. okay, and so I know that there is a free online resource, correct?
Correct. I actually have been recommending two sites. The main one is www.fibrotogether.com, and the National Fibromyalgia Association website is www.fmaware.org.
Hmm. So if you would leave us with a couple fast tips that if somebody is thinking that they might have this, what would be your for sure signs?
The for sure sign would be that is a generalized pain that you've had for a while and that you've gone to your doctor and gotten an evaluation.
Hmm. And so this can be diagnosed, correct?
It can be diagnosed, but it's primarily a diagnosis that we call a diagnosis of exclusion, which means that we look at things like arthritis and make sure you don't have them before we say you have this.
Uh-huh. Mm. Now that makes sense, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on our show, the Kim Pagano Show, and talking about fibromyalgia, chronic pain. And, you know, it's pain awareness. That's what it's all about, is really, you know, knowing your body and knowing, you know, what's going on with it and being in tune with your own body.
That's true.
So thank you so much, Dr. Harden.
Thank you for having me on your show.
All right. And
bye-bye.
I hope that you feel better, too.
I've been doing very well recently. Thank you.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. So thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. We've got a couple minutes left here. And, you know, I do want to still give out our phone number here. We've had a lot of calls, and I'm down to, we're going to announce it here any second of winners, but I'll give it two more minutes of phone calls at 805-639-0008. Mm-hmm. And so what do you have planned for this weekend? You're getting on the plane, right?
I'm getting on the plane, and yeah, no barbecues for me. That's for darn sure.
All right. I just had somebody text me for Valley Alarm number. They need a alarm.
Wow.
So I will be doing that. And so
go to valleyalarm.com.
Valleyalarm.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you'll get all your information and ask for Eddie.
Okay.
Or Rob. Ask for Ed. He'll take care of you.
Who is Ed?
Ed is my son.
I like that. Mm-hmm. We're going to actually have him on my show.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we'll have
it's
to.
Family-run business for 35 years.
I love it.
Very proud
I
of that.
Love it. So, mm-hmm. All right. Well, gosh, you know, so many things going on this weekend. Kids are back in school.
What
and
are you going to do?
You know, I don't know. I think we're going to go look at this boat. And, you know, I just love barbecues. I'm going to catch back up, though, you know.
Okay, if you get a boat, I guess I got to volunteer to help clean it. Yeah, that's it. You go on the boat. You know, when our family had boats, you always had, everybody was ready to go on the boat, but nobody wanted to stay and help and clean.
Yeah,
and
trust
so,
me.
My dad used to pick his friends very carefully. He'd say, okay, we're going to have a barbecue after we bring the boat back.
You know
and
what?
We'll
that's,
all take care
that's
of it.
Funny.
You know?
That's kind of how I met my mm-hmm. husband. You know,
really?
We went out on, and he goes, hey, he goes, you know, whoever goes on my boat cleans it. And I said, oh, I clean the inside. Uh-huh. You clean the outside. That really was, it's funny because it was kind of one of our first little arguments, and he was like, really? You know, and we didn't talk to each other for about a week, and then it was
funny.
Kind of funny.
But
you
did
know?
You clean the inside?
I clean the inside. I always clean the inside, but
not the outside.
Not the outside.
That's kind of fair, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know, something about that. I don't know. What do you think? So, anyways, I know we had a bunch of callers, and Jacob, you have our winner, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I have a winner. So our winner, her name, she called from Ventura, and her name is Sandy Lincoln.
Oh, Sandy
lucky lady.
Lincoln.
So Sandy, you're the winner for today. So
all right.
We'll
I can't wait to, you know, get to meet you and see what you want to do with your life. Mm-hmm. So I love that.
Yeah, we'll be giving you a call, Sandy. So thanks for listening.
All right. Great. I appreciate that. And, you know, I appreciate all of my callers and all my listeners. And, you know, I know a lot of people think that they're never going to get through if they call.
But keep calling because
yeah.
you will.
Yeah.
Trust me, I'm a multitasker. So
there you are. You did good job.
I'm capable of taking all the calls. So.
That's it. What are you doing this weekend?
Work and school.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for school today.
Yeah, Moore Park College, huh?
COU.
Oh, you're at COU too. Why am I saying
yeah.
that? Okay, yeah.
I dance at Moore Park
That's
College.
Right.
So.
That's right. Oh, so you're going to see my daughter over there.
Yeah, so I'll probably see her around. I don't
yeah,
know.
It's a great campus.
Cool. Oh, really beautiful.
I'm
campus.
Telling you, I was surprised right here in our, you know, we have the best campuses. I don't know why people are like shipping out of here to go to different colleges.
And I went to go check out Pepperdine. Really nice
That's
campus.
Beautiful
too.
That's
oh
beautiful
my God.
That nice view there. And
yes,
so did you go get like new clothes and all that?
Oh yeah, I went shopping in Abby.
It's funny because my boys, two of my boys are homeschooled and they're like, Mom, we need new clothes. And I'm like, why? You know, that's a, you know, but any excuse for clothes. So anyways, well, Jeannie, I want to tell you, have a really great trip.
I will.
And I know you got a little anxiety about it.
I do.
But,
I do.
You know, I know you'll have a great time. In fact, bring back a teapot. They have really great teapots over there.
I know. I'm not sure what to bring back. I mean,
yeah.
I'll surprise
bring back,
you.
Bring yourself back.
Yeah.
Yes. Maybe I'll find some type of heart.
Ooh, there you go. A Chinese heart. Yeah. Is there such a thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh,
no,
really? Yeah. See, there
Just
you go. Great job on the board, Jacob.
Thanks, Kim.
And, of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today is find more amazement in the differences you see and less judgment. And, you know, if you do that,
that's good advice.
You'll smile mm-hmm. more. You know, it's just mm-hmm. enjoy the simple pleasures of life. That's mm-hmm. what it's all about. So anyways, I want to tell everybody if for any reason you missed any part of my show today, it was pretty informative today. We've got
a
little more serious, but, yes. you know, I kind of, you know.
You got to do that once
yeah,
in a while.
You gotta, mm-hmm. you got to take care of the business, you know. So I want to say you can remind everybody to listen from 3 to 4. Also, if you want to be a part of my show, you want to sponsor my show, you want to be have a commercial on my show, let me tell you, people are getting big business from this. And a lot of people are calling in, and so definitely be a part of it. Give me a call at 818-612-0832 or give me an email at kimpagano@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And with that, you know, check out my website too at the Kim Pagano Show, and become a fan at the Kim Pagano Show on Facebook. So with that, have a really great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite the light.